morning, Don, you're kind of a veteran of the group now, so to speak. Different role for you,
though? You know, every year I come in, you know, thinking I could be the guy. You know, I always feel like I can do things in the pass game. You know, my specialty is being the physical guy up front in the run game and the pass protection game. But I always come in every year thinking that I could be the guy in the pass game.
But do you think this year you got a better chance of being the guy?
I do feel that way. You know, with OD being gone, like you said, there's a better chance. I really want to, in training camp, really show that I can be not just the pass guy, but just the every down tight end guy.
Do you feel that, you know, you've been here for the shotgun days of Peyton Manning throwing a million times. Do you feel that they're shifting back towards maybe double tights, running more often type of deal this season?
You know, the way our offense works, we could do anything. You know, I do think having Garrett and Jeff, you know, we have some good guys at tight end that want to do great things and want to be team guys. So, and I feel like this offense, you have to be a team guy. You know, we got great receivers, DT, Manuel, Cody, those guys. So you have to be a team guy and just when your number's called, be ready to roll.
How much better can you be in this scheme and how much better can this scheme be for the offense this year?
You know, I think I could be real beneficial to this scheme. You know, especially we got younger quarterbacks that can get out on the edge. And I think this year, especially we got guys that were here last year, we're learning more about the offense. You get a chance to just start over, hit the reset button, and just learn the more detailed things we have to do to be a more fluid offense.
Virgil, to follow up on what Sam asked, do you think the tight ends are going to touch the ball more this year? Do you think you're going to be
You know, I think so. You know, talking with Sanchez, he watched some film last year. You know, he said some good things about the way I was moving, which I enjoyed to hear. So I think the tight ends will see the ball more. You know, watching Garrett, he has great hands. I haven't seen him drop a ball yet. Jeff is a guy that looks to do great things in the pass game as well. So I think the tight ends will have a great opportunity to get the ball.
Seen from Hireman?
You know, he's out there running hard. He has nice routes. He's catching the ball well. So I like the way he looks.
Anything else for Virgil?
What do you think of the chemistry that you've already developed between you and Mark Sanchez?
It's great. You know, he's very vocal. He talks. He wants to know what we're doing. He wants to know what the guys are doing up front. I feel like he's a great leader. I like the way he throws the ball. I like the way he moves. He has a nice tight spiral. And he's a smart guy, and that's what you look for in a quarterback.
What's the biggest thing that you learned from your team and your experience last year winning the Super Bowl? What's the little things that it took to get you guys over the hump?
We just had to depend on each other. You know, a lot of times last year, offensively, you know, we had to rely on the defense and special teams. So this is a team sport. It's not just about one phase. It's about everybody putting in the effort to complete one common goal.
How does all the changes on the offensive line, what kind of challenge is that for you in the offseason at the tight end position because you've got so many different parts that are new?
You know, I don't think it's too challenging. Working with the guys so far, you know, they're very they're communicating. And at tight end, that's what you want. You want guys that are communicating, talking, and letting you know what's going on because you don't always hear what the center or what the guards are saying. So you want those tackles to be vocal. And so far, those guys have done a great job.
All right. Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you.